The fifth Sunday of Easter. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he cuts away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, to make it bear even more. You are pruned already by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they are burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you shall get it. It is the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples.
As the night of the Last Supper is drawing to an end, Jesus says to his apostles, It is time to go. Stand up and listen to my last words. I am the true vine, the Father is the vine dresser. Every branch that bears no fruit, he cuts, and the one that does bear fruit, he prunes, to make it bear even more. You are already purified by my word. Remain in me, and I will remain in you, so that this purification will continue. The branch cut off from the vine cannot bear fruit. And the same applies to you if you do not remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever remains united to me bears fruit in plenty. But if one is cut off, one becomes a dry branch and is thrown on the fire and burns there. Because if you are not united to me, you can do nothing. So remain in me, and let my words remain in you. Then ask for whatever you want, and it will be done to you. My Father will always be more glorified the more you bear fruit, and the more you are my disciples. At the commencement of the fourth of four Holy Hour meditations, Jesus says to Maria Valtorta, If you remain in me and my doctrine remains in you, you will be given what you ask for. I descend into you and become your food, but as I am the centre, I breathe you into myself. You feed on me, but with greater reason I feed on you. The two hungers are insatiable and continuous. The vine nourishes its shoots, but it is the shoots that make the vine. The water nourishes the seas, but it is the seas that nourish the water, rising again in evaporation and coming down once more. You must therefore remain in me as I remain in you. If separated, you, not I, would die. I am food for the spirit and food for thought. The spirit feeds on the flesh of a God. As the essence poured out by God, it can receive food only from what is its matrix. Thought feeds on my word, which is the thought of a God. Your thought. Intelligence is what makes you resemble God. For in intelligence there is memory, intellect, and will. just as there is a likeness to God in the Spirit, because it is spiritual, free, and immortal. Your thought, to be capable of remembering, understanding, and willing what is good, must be nourished by my doctrine. It reminds you of the benefits and works of God, who God is, and what is due to God. It makes you to comprehend good and distinguish it from evil. It brings you to want to do good. Without my doctrine, you become the slaves of others, which are called doctrines but are errors. And like ships without a compass and rudder, you head for shipwreck. You depart from the roots. How can you then say, God has abandoned me, when it is you that have abandoned him? Remain in me. If you do not remain, it is a sign that you hate me. And whoever hates me hates the Father, since I am one with the Father. Remain in me. Make the Father unable to distinguish between the branch and the vine, since the branch is so united to it. Make the Father unable to grasp where I end and you begin, since the likeness is so complete. Those who love end up by taking on the inflections, phrases, and gestures of their beloved. I want you all to be as many other Jesuses. This is because I want you to receive what you ask for. When fused to me, you can ask only for good things and not have to experience rejection. This is also because I want you to receive even more than what you ask for, since the Father pours out his treasures upon the Son in a continuous flow of love. And whoever is in the Son enjoys this infinite outpouring, which is the love of God, who rejoices in his word and who circulates in him. Now I am the body and you the members. Therefore the joy flooding me and coming from the Father, the peace, the power, and every other perfection circulating in me, are transfused into you, my faithful ones, who are part of me, inseparable from me, here and hereafter.